Plus Central Asia Project and Minister of Health of Kyrgyz Republic. Just to give you an idea where is located Kyrgyzstan. Kyrgyzstan is located in Central Asia and has borders with China, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan. And it's a country with a population of 5.4 million people, and unfortunately, 40% of them are living below the poverty line. As you saw, Kyrgyzstan is a multinational and multi-religious country. In 2000, Kyrgyz government made a commitment to achieve Millennium Development Goals number 4 and number 5. This commitment realized by development and implementation of national programs and donor support on this. Since 2006, there have been broadened the free of charge services, health services for women during pregnancy and deliveries and children under 5 under the state benefit guaranteed package program. The data shows here is survey data, because survey data consider to present an accurate picture of actual status in comparison with the national statistics. For example, national statistic for maternal mortality ratio is 63, and for infant mortality is 29.7, and for under 5 mortality 35.2. However, the gap between official and survey data is became lower for infant mortality rate and under 5 mortality rate as a result of Ministry of Health efforts to show the real data. TravPlus project, among other projects, supported implementation of national programs, and as a strategy used following elements of improving the quality of care received by women and newborn, increase the coverage of women by the high quality care, and increase scale and access to quality services by increasing number of sites and providers who provide care according to WHO standards. Strategies to improve quality consist from the following parts. It is an impact-oriented plan focused on improving quality of obstetric and newborn care in accordance with WHO Euro standards and address primary causes of maternal and infant mortality. Clinical training and follow-up mentoring with clinical practice, observation and guidance, and using the tested curriculum and WHO certified trainers and WHO certified experienced trainers. The next one is quality improvement system to define, measure, discuss, plan, and implement action to improve performance indicators associated with maternal and newborn health and survival. improving quality aimed to reduce harmful and unnecessary practices such as diagnosis of normal pregnancies and pathological routine use of unnecessary and harmful medications, routine manual uterine revision and cervical inspection after delivery, not maintaining warm chain, and so on. Quality improvement focused on promotion evidence-based care, such as judicious use of necessary medications and procedures, partner support and presence, improving infection control measures, immediate skin-to-skin contact, promotion of family planning, postpartum services, and active management of third stage of labor. Strategies to improve the people utilization of newly introduced services and to improve the population coverage in, included informing, educating, and counseling women and families through the improved antenatal care and counseling, preparation for births with a non-medical pain relief and with a supporting partner, planning for postpartum family planning. As you saw before in Kyrgyzstan, 97% of deliveries occur in the maternities. So the primary strategy was to improve the quality of care in these maternities. And working with partnership with others, we currently reach 55% of all maternities in country covered by quality improvements. And the Draft Plus project supports 30% of them. 75% of Oblast, it's administrative region in my country. 75% of Oblast with at least two facilities providing care in accordance with WHO recommendations. National protocols and guidelines and policies were established to support this quality care. And also supported the revision of medical school curriculum and in practice at the clinical training hospitals to influence newly trained doctors. To evaluate the results of our program, the following monitoring and tools were used. Baseline data collection before training, and chart review for intrapartum care and neonatal care in ICU, intensive unit for newborns, by 100 charts in each facility, and client survey also by 100 every 6 months for to access antenatal, intrapartum, postpartum services and facility checklist. And some results to the normal vaginal deliveries without intervention, it's consists from few indicators, and we will achieve the reduced unnecessary medication, unnecessary procedures, and improve the usage of active management of third stage of labor, and also the improvement in newborn care and good newborn outcomes. And the Kyrgyzstan is making notable progress towards the achieving MDG goals. This also used the survey data, and if compare the 1997 DHS with 2006 mix, you can see the downward trend in the declining the MMR, infant mortality rate, under 5 mortality rate. And thank you for your attention. This is few pictures.
I think it's very interesting how intervention in Kyrgyzstan can have an impact on some of those indicators, whereas some interventions in places where facilities aren't as available don't have that same impact. Well, we have one speaker left, Alfredo Fort, who's going to close us off with a formal presentation by bringing up the very important newborn and intervention in newborn care in Nepal. So thank you, Alfredo.